Clarity Act loses steam on Capitol Hill as crypto bill stalls. The Clarity Act, the market structure bill that crypto lobbyists spent most of 2026 treating as their best shot at durable U.S. rules, is running out of gas. Bloomberg reported on July 29, 2026, that momentum behind the legislation is fading both on Capitol Hill and among the crypto watchers who track it most closely. That is a sharp turn for a bill that, only weeks ago, backers were promising to move to a Senate floor vote with or without a bipartisan deal. A reversal from the summer's confident timelines. The stall lands against a backdrop of very public optimism. Senate leadership had floated a floor vote as imminent, and individual senators publicly committed to passing the bill soon. Majority Leader John Thune went as far as planning a floor vote, deal or not, and the White House reportedly told Senate Democrats to take the win rather than hold out for more concessions. None of that framing matches a bill losing momentum. When the confident calendar language stops and the reporting shifts to appetite is waning, it usually means the votes were not actually locked, the floor time slipped, or the negotiating parties stopped moving toward each other. Bloomberg's read points to political will draining rather than a single procedural blockage. The unresolved fights that slowed it down, Clarity has never been a clean bill. The merged draft added a first-ever crypto ethics provision, a nod to concerns about lawmakers and officials profiting from digital assets. Separate reporting tied the president's own $1.4 billion crypto windfall to friction over the legislation, giving Democrats a reason to demand tighter conflict of interest language before signing on. There is also a substantive gap the draft tried to close. An estimated $200 billion in dormant Bitcoin sitting in a legal gray zone over whether long untouched coins count as lost property. Every one of these threads adds a constituency that wants the text changed before a vote, and every requested change costs floor time and political capital that a crowded summer calendar does not have to spare. The stall keeps an uncertainty tax in place. Market structure is the piece the industry actually wanted. It would set the dividing line between which tokens the SEC treats as securities and which fall to the CFTC as commodities, a question that has driven years of enforcement fights, including the recently settled Coinbase lawsuit. Without that line drawn in statute, exchanges, token issuers, and the payment and card companies that build on top of them keep operating under case-by-case regulatory risk rather than clear rules. For the crypto card and spending corner of the market, the stall is felt indirectly but genuinely. Issuers building stablecoin and self-custody products in the U.S. still cannot fully price their regulatory exposure, and jurisdictions with settled frameworks look more attractive by comparison. This is part of why so much recent product activity clusters in markets with clearer regimes, from the EU's MiCA regime to Asia's fast-moving policy wave. A stalled U.S. bill does not close the American market, but it keeps the uncertainty tax in place. The market backdrop is not helping the case. The politics are cooling into a soft tape. As of July 29, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $63,743, down 4.1% on the week, while Ether sat near 119.09 and the broader market's fear and greed index read 35 squarely in fear. Legislators rarely feel urgency to spend scarce floor time on a contentious crypto bill when the sector is not generating headlines about surging prices or angry constituents. A quiet, mildly negative market removes the political pressure that pushed the bill this far. That said, losing momentum is not the same as dead. Congress has revived market structure efforts before, and the underlying industry demand has not gone anywhere. The provisions already merged into the draft, the ethics language, the dormant asset fix, and the securities commodities split remain the scaffolding for whatever passes next. The open question is whether that happens this session or slips into the next.